So, did you all have to look for anything this morning before you came? Maybe sometime this week you couldn't find your keys, or your phone, or your shoes. Even when we've only lost something for just a few moments, we have this whole range of emotions that kick in. One's fear. If it's an object we need, we fear the consequences of not having it. Or if it's a keepsake, we fear that not finding it will diminish our sense of wholeness, our connection to whatever that was. Or we may feel anger at ourselves for misplacing, not remembering, being clumsy. Or anger at those that we feel responsible for our loss, somebody that we blame. And then there's grief. When we accept that something might be lost forever, or when we know that it's gone forever, we begin to grieve the lost, grieve the things that might not happen because we've lost our keys or memories or associations that a lost item is no longer going to trigger. In the stories that Jesus told about loss, he cites a shepherd who had 100 sheep and loses one. And you might say, if you're in the economics kind of person, well, you know, he's pretty rich. What's 1%? Just be glad you got the rest. But this shepherd searches for it, fearful that some harm will come to it, angry that it's wandered off, grieving that he may never find it. And then Jesus tells of a woman at the other end of the socioeconomic scale who loses one of her 10 coins. This is 10% of her total wealth. Wealth that's got to last her a lifetime. And she too has those emotions. She's going to fear the consequences of poverty, anger at herself for losing it, grief at the prospect of losing her independence. And those of us who've lost a job, or lost a physical ability, or lost our independence, we know those emotions too, of fear, anger, and grief. And then there's the loss of relationships. We lose people in our lives. Today, this Advent community is saying goodbye to Warren Hegeman. We're losing his faithful presence and his company in our midst after 47 years, and we will no longer have him in our midst every Sunday, and we will miss him and be sad when we see his empty place. People move, people die, and we fear the loss. We're angry that it'll happen, and we grieve the absence in our lives. So how do you think God feels when we leave God? Jesus uses this story about the lost sheep and the lost coin to tell us. First of all, God's actions are ridiculous. The shepherd in the story leaves 99% of his livestock in the wilderness in order to go after the one stupid sheep who went its own way. The woman lights a lamp, a really silly expense. Why not wait for daylight? And then the shepherd is so euphoric when he finds the lost sheep that he not only rejoices himself, but he throws a party costing more than the value of the one sheep. And the woman, too, throws a party for all the neighbors, costing more than the coin. Did you throw a party the last time you found something you'd lost and misplaced? Dumb. Common sense said that she should be frugal, this woman. Be glad herself, yeah, but throw a party? And so what's Jesus telling us here about the character of God? For his hearers, this is radical. Their total understanding of how God reacts when we wander away from God is the one we heard about in the first reading when the people built the golden calf to worship. We hear in that reading God's anger at losing the allegiance of the people that God had made and rescued and made his own. God's anger tells us how much God loved the people. And when the people reject God and seem lost to God, it seems like God will become indifferent to them, lose the love that God has for them. And Moses, in that intercessory prayer when he prays for the people, reminds God that it's God's character to love, to show mercy, to forgive. The stories of Jesus are about the character of a God who doesn't rest until all whom God has declared mine are gathered to God, until all are found. They're about the character of a God who rejoices when the flock's complete, when the table is full. The character of the God that Jesus reveals is irrational, and one who doesn't count the cost of finding and restoring the lost, whether they've wandered off like the sheep or been lost through no fault of their own like the coin. And a God who then spends even more in an irrational display of joy. Perhaps you came to church today feeling a bit lost yourself, feeling like everyone else here's got it all together, that everyone else here has a strong faith, that everyone else here believes all the church's faith without reservation all the time. Perhaps you look around you at the people seated near you and think that everyone else sees God in all things, sees God's purpose and plan, and that everyone else is living righteous lives. Maybe you feel that you're one of those who's going through all the outward motions and looks like a person to those around you that's perpetually found, and when you're really inside the one who's quite lost. Or maybe you came to church today looking for answers. Answers about why bad things happen in our world. Or maybe you're looking for how we might find forgiveness in the wake of tragedy. Or for what this new life will look like after the death of a loved one. Or for when we're going to find peace between nations. You might be seeking answers about God and how to live out your faith. You might wonder where we here at Advent might best serve our community. Lots of seeking and hearing each other and the thoughts of other people in community, listening to other people who are also listening for God, is one way to search for answers to those questions. One reason that we listen to all sides in a debate is because there's so many problems with so many complications, and the little difference we feel we might make has a risk of having a downside. That law of unintended consequences. What if we do something we think is going to correct an action and it turns out to make things worse? And so we search for good answers, good direction, and we do it together. There are times when, as part of the church community, you might come feeling lost, and then the community is called to be that voice of the Good Shepherd, calling you to judgment in a safe place, in a safe fellowship, a non-judgmental one, where you can be who you are and know that no one will cast you away, will lose you. There are times when you're part of this church community that's calling itself together to discern for you, to help you discern what actions God's calling you to. And when you find yourself in the position of being found and restored, when you feel safe and secure enough to embrace the lost unconditionally, then you're part of God's angel welcoming community that rejoices with everyone that you are here, rejoices. And because we are rejoicing because you are here, we can all say, thanks be to God. Amen.